Basketball. My father nailed a basketball hoop to a catalpa tree beside the shed, a growing tree which in a handful of years would raise that rim far beyond our reach. No matter that dribbling was improbable in the dirt and roots, the glossy brown catalpa pods crunching underfoot. My sister flung a heavy ball toward the rim while I watched from the roof of the shed, lying on my belly, chin in my hands. It was often like that, up away from things, alert to my own ticking. When the ball careened into a patch of poison ivy, my sister could only stand and stare at the flickering leaves where it had vanished. From the roof, I pinpointed the spot with her. Gnats zigzagged the humid air. Soon enough, Dad would walk from his office along the shortcut through the trees, up past the grove of bamboo, three towering oaks, up the hill by the shed. He'd be the one to fish the ball out again, the only one whose skin wouldn't blister raw for weeks when touched by those oils. We'd run the ball under the hose, rolling it with the toes of our sneakers, and rub it dry with a rag. I'd wave the damp ball back and forth to dry in the meager breeze my motion made, until my sister, hopping anxiously from one foot to another, grabbed it to dribble again, crusts of dirt scaling the ball, scaling her palms, scabbing over everything.